So last night, you said in your speech in the cinema that you thought Jeremy Corbyn really could be the answer to a lot of society's ills. But given the state of the polls at the moment, even today, there's one showing Labour 17 points behind. Can he really overcome that?
Well, he can. I mean, he needs his parliamentary party to stop stabbing him in the back. I mean, 400,000 odd people have joined the Labour Party because of Jeremy Corbyn's
55
rise.
Million people haven't.
Well, but it's a huge amount. It's the biggest party in Western Europe.
I accept that.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
How many implement the policies?
How many has the Tories
you?
Got? What we're talking about?
About 150,000.
Yeah, so it's about four times as big. Okay, so it's grown hugely because of him. And I think why isn't he so popular in the polls? Because, A, all the media are against him, all the media, including the BBC, and there's research to show it. His parliamentary party
questioning him and his motives doesn't mean to say he's necessarily against him.
No, but I'm explaining why the press are against him. And the parliamentary party that came up under Blair and Brown, which is, you know, the party of the Iraq War, the party of privatising the health service and so on. So they're committed to a different politics. Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell are committed to another kind of politics, which is investing public money into industries in those areas where there is none and where people feel alienated and left behind. And I think it's work. It's people's entitlement to a job. That will begin to solve our problems.
But in your heart of hearts, and you've followed politics for many, many years, we've been through the sort of 13 years, wasted years, and Neil Kinnock and all the rest of it. In your heart of hearts, do you really believe that Jeremy Corbyn will become Prime Minister?
I think he can well become Prime Minister. I think a number of things have to happen.
But do you think you'll see that?
Well, I'm 80, yeah. I think,
I didn't mean it that way.
Well, I think there's a very good chance. Because, you see, once people actually know what he wants, there's another interesting poll, and I do hope you look at this, because the Media Reform Coalition had a poll conducted, and it showed that his policies, when they're just put forward as policies, get overwhelming support. Do you want private involvement in the National Health Service? A majority say no. That's his policy, not right-wing
Labour. They need to have a leader who can sell the policies to the electorate, don't
they? They've got those policies, you said, and I'll tell you why he won't get a fair deal in the press, because it's a serious curtailing the power of business and capital. The press don't want that at any cost. Neither does the BBC. They are, in the end, parts of there to develop, to defend the status quo.
Okay.
And that's the problem. But his policies take away the name. People are in favour of them. Now, that's interesting, isn't it?